Rosma Mansour, who is infamous for her vast collection of luxury handbags like Hermes, Chanel, Gucci, Prada and Louis Vuitton that cost millions of ringgit, is eligible to receive RM800 from the government. Oriental Daily reported this discovery after keying in Rosma's IC number into the BPN website that confirms Rosma is approved to receive financial aid. Unbelievable as it is, we did our own investigation and used Rosma's IC number obtained from court documents to verify this, and it turned out to be true. Najib, on the other hand, is not eligible to receive any financial aid. After seeing several postings about this, Najib said in a Facebook post that Rosma never applied for the aid and that she was never notified that she qualifies for it. He noted that the process is automated based on the IRB's records. If it is true and RM800 is automatically channeled to my wife's bank account, it will be donated to the government's COVID-19 fund, he said. The entry for Rosma has since been removed and no record can be found through the website. Just last week, the government announced the Bantuan Prihatin Nasional (BPN) program as part of an economic stimulus package to soften the impact of COVID-19 on the country's economy. It states that single individuals can receive a total of RM800 in April and in May, if they earn below RM2000 per month. According to the Members of Parliament Remuneration Act 1980, an MP is entitled to a salary of RM16,000 per month plus various perks and allowances. However, it seems that there are many loopholes where an ineligible person could still qualify to receive the BPN aid, like Rosma, while others did not qualify even though they meet the criteria to receive financial aid. Some people have reported that there are errors in the IRB's data on their marital status, with some unmarried individuals being recorded as married, while divorcees found their status as still married. Also read, crowds of Machians seen queuing up, not practicing social distancing to claim BPN Gov funds. You have reached the end of this story.